Tiny angels pirouette to candlelight, setting off golden bells, filling the room with Christmas magic. It's 1958. I see them on my best friend's piano, and I covet them. Money is tight in our house. Mother won't buy them, so they take on an unreal value. 40 years later, I see them in a catalog, order them immediately. They arrive. Flimsy angels falling from their perches, bells clanging off their post, thin candles burning out before you can blink an eye. These irritating angels are a metaphor for my feelings about Christmas, the superficial glow that can fall apart upon contact with reality. I used to stuff myself with so much joy I made myself sick. I read all the Christmas stories, ate all the holiday food, inhabited all the myths. Then Christmas Day and the crash. It was never enough. The presents were wonderful, the tree beautiful, the music lovely, but then post-holiday emptiness would hit in the pit of my stomach. Next December 1st, I'd begin again, blue Christmasing with Elvis, tossing down ribbon candy like an alcoholic would whiskey. Life was surely going to turn into a miracle this year, but it didn't. The hangover was fierce. My love-hate affair still lingers, but I've learned the golden mean works best. If I don't allow myself to get drunk on Christmas, there is less chance of hangovers, so I lower my expectations. I take Christmas in little sips like a fine liqueur. I watch, listen, and wait for Christmas moments, ones that I don't plan, don't spend time in the kitchen slaving over, don't put on the stereo. I let them come to me. Yesterday it was robins eating all the red berries outside my window, the ones I was enjoying because they looked so Christmassy. I wished them well anyway. Gluttony is what got me in trouble in the first place. Little steps, one day at a time. I can do Christmas. With the perspective, this is Jean Lynn.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.